This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert announced today that he has prostate cancer, but he says the disease is not life-threatening. In a special press conference in Jerusalem, Olmert said he'll have surgery and that he'll not have to take a leave from office. He said he'll be able to fulfill his duties fully before his treatment and hours afterwards, and that his doctors have predicted good chances of a full recovery. The 62-year-old Olmert took over as prime minister in March of 2006 after his ally and predecessor, Ariel Sharon, was incapacitated by a stroke. 10 tribal leaders in Iraq who've allied themselves with the United States were kidnapped yesterday. The Sunni and Shiite tribal sheikhs were snatched from their cars as they were heading home to Diyala province after talks with the Iraqi government about fighting al-Qaeda. At least one of the leaders was later found shot to death. The men are members of the Al-Salam Support Council, a group that's teamed up with the U.S. military to fight al-Qaeda-linked groups in the volatile Diyala province. Meanwhile, violent attacks continue across Iraq. A suicide bomber in the northern city of Kirkuk killed 8 people and wounded 25. And today, a suicide bomber on a motorcycle killed 27 policemen at a base north of Baghdad. Former President Gerald Ford has suggested in 2004 that the Republican Party dump Vice President Dick Cheney from the GOP ticket. That's one of several surprising insights revealed in a new book by New York Daily News reporter Thomas DeFrank. The book is based on conversations DeFrank had with Ford starting in 1991. Ford agreed to talk on the condition that his comments would not be used until after his death. According to the book, Ford called Bill Clinton one of the best pure politicians he'd ever seen, but he felt Clinton needed help for sex addiction. The book goes on sale today. And finally today, what's that? Can you hear it? It's the sound of the Red Sox sweeping the World Series.
Papelbon sets at the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss! It's over! The Red Sox have swept the Colorado Rockies! The Red Sox are the world champions of baseball for 2007!
That was the last play of Game 4 yesterday in the World Series on the Red Sox radio network. The Sox won their second World Series in 4 seasons last night against the Colorado Rockies. They edged out the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver with a final score of 4-3, sweeping the series. This is what Red Sox manager Terry Francona had to say after the win.
I'm supposed to have a lot of things to say and maybe be a little bit profound, but it's hard to come up with the right words. To go through this from day one to now with people that you really, really care about makes it really special.
Mike Lowell doubled and homered in the game and was named most valuable player in the series. The Red Sox are still trying to decide whether to re-sign the third baseman. If Lowell leaves, there's a chance the Red Sox could pursue Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod announced yesterday he's opting out of his contract with the New York Yankees to become a free agent. Stay tuned. We'll get some incisive sports analysis from Bill Wolf coming up next in the show. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Do you like how I said A-Rod?
That was so sporty of you, Rachel.
I'm going to start calling you Sporty Spice after that.
And you totally nailed Terry Francona's last name.
Thanks.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good stuff.